Hi, I'm Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Imagine a woman in your church says, I know I should be thankful, but honestly, I feel tired, disappointed, and forgotten by God. A Christian leader has a choice in that moment. One response says, well, you still have a lot to be thankful for. That may be true, but it may also feel dismissive. A wiser response says, that sounds heavy. Would it be helpful to talk about both what hurts and where God may still be giving grace? That is the heart of Christian Gratitude Discernment Ministry. This ministry is not about forcing people to feel thankful. It is not shallow positivity. It is not religious pressure. It is not pretending pain is small. Christian Gratitude Discernment Ministry helps people see their lives before God with truth, grace, wisdom, safety, and resurrection hope. The Bible repeatedly calls God's people to give thanks. Psalm 107:1 says, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. But the Bible also gives us lament. The Psalms show tears, confusion, anger, grief, and honest prayer. So Christian gratitude does not silence pain. It brings pain into the presence of God. Ministry sciences observe something similar. Gratitude research has shown that noticing gifts can support well-being, resilience, and relational health. But research alone cannot give the whole Christian story. The gospel gives the deeper frame. Creation tells us life is gift. The fall tells us pain, sin, trauma, and death are real. Redemption tells us Christ brings mercy, forgiveness, and new identity. Calling tells us our lives still matter. Spiritual growth tells us the Holy Spirit forms love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Resurrection hope tells us death does not get the final word. As a leader, your role is not to manufacture gratitude in someone else. Your role is to help them notice grace without denying pain. What helps? Listening first, asking permission, honoring the person's story, using scripture with gentleness, helping them take one faithful next step. What harms? Rushing, correcting too quickly, saying just be thankful, using gratitude to avoid grief, injustice, confession, or boundaries. Christian Gratitude Discernment Ministry is a way of helping others pray, Lord, show me my life as you designed it, with truth, grace, and hope. That is where this course begins.